forever.
Oh, I told you to be careful, honey. Oh my gosh, I told
you to cover these burns.
Yes, yes. You ordered it extra hot, so I don't, you know, you cannot sue this establishment for this. Welcome back for another steaming, piping, scalding serving of Hot Goss. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, issues in politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into it. Grab your Zizzix and blow on that hot liquid because this is
Hot Goss.
Sorry, I'm getting a text.
We're getting deep hot goss on the spot.
We're getting intel from Detoxicant.
Oh, yeah. I thought she shadow blocked you.
Shut up. How dare you? We're friends. The
bearded
gag,
snake in the grass.
The gag
that you
of
are.
The girl in the back.
Just, huh? Well, there's been a lot going on in the kingdom, of course. I'd like to talk about the RuPaul wigs for Party City.
The good thing is we'll be able to further pontificate on them once they arrive in the mail because I ordered all of them.
Now, here's the thing. People were having a lot of disputes about these things. Sometimes the pictures aren't necessarily accurate as to what they're actually going to be.
Sometimes the hair is just photoshopped on the
model. I don't know about that, though, because these look like, oh, well,
no,
okay.
They were definitely, they've been shopped, okay. Returned, and then shopped again.
But what is the source picture? I mean, I wonder when those were, they were taken in the recent era.
I'm sure it's something that she sat for, but she did not put those wigs on her head.
No.
No.
No, and... You know, I found really illuminating the James Mansfield wig transformation. She got her hands on one almost immediately as these were announced.
Yeah.
And she sort of, she took it out of the bag. She talked about what it was like. And then she styled it to make it like wearable pretty much.
Yeah, it's not hard to style a shitty wig into something wearable.
Well, she said and in the defense of the wigs, they're actually like wig store hair quality, which is better than usually Party City wigs are. It's like fishing line and you can't even run a
very
brush
shiny,
through it. Right.
Instant snag.
Yeah. So she said these are actually, it's not a lace front. The description says it's on a lace cap, but that's
every wig is on a lace cap.
Fishy language because, yeah, it's not a lace front at all. It's definitely a hard front. Mm-hmm. And so in order to wear it and sort of get that RuPaul vibe, you have to do some work on it. But I'm interested in getting my hands on one. I want to see what these are like. I want to wear them. And it's a major licensing deal. I mean, RuPaul is probably the most recognizable drag name that
in the
there
world.
Is.
Yeah.
And so it kind of makes sense that, you know, everyone wants to do drag on Halloween. And so it makes sense that Party City would have a licensing deal like this. And James Mansfield sort of boosts it up and she does the rooted hairline.
Mm-hmm, which really helps. It makes it look like it's growing out of your head. But not many people know how to do that.
It's hard.
Yeah, it's like scissors.
And also, this is this model, the side swept roux, is not available until it's sold out, or it's not available until September 30th. To ship.
Really?
So I got the other four that were available.
The teal. I want to try the teal.
The purple, another blonde, and then I think a bubblegum pink.
Cotton candy quaff.
Cotton candy quaff.
Love that.
Here's my thing about the costs of these wigs.
They're $50 price point.
One is $59 and the rest are $49, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, but you have to figure a markup on anything in any store is double at least, right?
Yes.
I want to see, I'm going to count the tracks and the wefting.
Okay.
I want wefts. I want wefting, and we're going to report back because it's what we do. We have integrity as journalists now.
And in the meantime,
we have a queer tea. I mean,
yeah. In the meantime, check out that James Mansfield video because she gets into all of that. And honestly, they're not garbage wigs.
Cool. I'll put them in the recycling bin, though.
Okay, great.
I'm kidding. We're going to play with them. And I would never throw out a wig. That's disgusting.
Right. And speaking of things going on in the kingdom, DragCon New York City is this weekend.
It's already here.
It's happening.
It's happening right now at this moment. Oh, right. Because this is the future. Okay.
I just was at a gig this weekend and I was talking to one of the girls that they offered $500 to. And she said she declined. But she also mentioned, she's like, how am I supposed to put on what I do for $500? And I was like, I thought it was $500 just to post that you were going. She's like, oh, no, I didn't get that offer. I was like,
Well, no, it was that you had to go
as
well.
You had to go too?
Yeah.
Oh.
But a part of it was you had to do with social media posts leading up to it.
Yeah, I
was
think...
I think
at a certain point, I would hope that they would realize that the attraction to the event is the girls and the access to the girls. So they need to put some incentive forth for the girls instead of, you know, monetizing their panels without paying the girls or, you know, I
got paid for my panel.
You did?
Yes, I got a check in the mail.
They never paid me for my first one. They still owe me.
Okay.
So maybe if you're
across the street, you should go tell
them. How was Singapore?
Singapore was fantastic. Really fabulous. But at DragCon New York, you are launching Coverboy.
I am. It's a longtime dream of mine to have a makeup line.
This is major.
Yeah.
And you have really discerning taste when it comes to all drag. So I'm really fucking excited to get my hands on some Coverboy. Do you have any samples in the house right now?
I have some upstairs, yeah.
Can some fall off the truck and into my bag? Or
I have the sample, the one of almost everything. But you're going to love it because it's something that you don't need any brushes for. I concentrated on what I knew. And when you think about my face, you think, oh, lips are always perfect.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you do it.
I'll show you. And glitter to cover up anything
for
that
sure
needs glittering or covering up. And then a good lash.
Yeah.
And I learned my lashes from like the girls in Texas, like Erica Andrews, Calexis.
Yeah.
Calexis, I didn't learn my lash from. I learned my nose from Calexis. Calexis showed me my nose. But Crystal Summers and Jenna Sky, who buys old other girls' lashes once they're too crusty, and then she makes her lashes.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's about having a lot of density there to change the shape of your eye.
Yeah.
And the lashes that I developed are all lashes that you can just wear one of and have them work.
I love.
So I'm hoping that everybody gets into it and gets to play in it. It's really fun.
I can't wait.
Coverboy. Now, I can't wait for your show, Justice for Art Pop at $3 Bill.
But happening tonight.
Already sold out.
Yeah.
So cool. Congratulations.
Very blessed. I feel really grateful to have tapped into the Lady Gaga psycho fans out there because I am deeply one. And,
same.
And so we're just sort of just celebrating this era and I'm really excited for the show. It's going to be fantastic.
Bitch, I'm a Koontz.
Suddenly the Koontz is me.
This next one, there's no nice way to segue into it.
I didn't know about this, dude.
Lucien Piane was arrested for trespassing on Santa Monica Boulevard on Tuesday night.
This is probably a week and a half ago, probably.
And there's footage of it, video footage apparently, which I didn't watch.
Yeah, I haven't seen
but
it
but I know
either.
They were screaming in it, and he mentioned that he was a judge on Drag Race.
In the arrest?
I think it was a do you know who I am type of thing. But he had mentioned that he was on Drag Race. Which I don't know that would make law enforcement.
It didn't stop law enforcement from arresting Reese Witherspoon.
No.
She said, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
We aren't making light of this at all. We're reporting it mainly because we know him, and
yeah,
we hope he gets in a better spot.
Yeah, Lucian is, of course, was RuPaul's longtime music producer. He's responsible for a lot of the music that we still hear on RuPaul's Drag Race. But they have parted ways in recent years, and it's been sort of a journey that, I mean, I know that Lucian struggles with, I think with like drugs, but also with mental health things and not medicating. Bipolar. Right.
I understand the frustration though, because anytime I went to a Chase bank too, I wanted to pull a gun, and I don't bank at Chase
Did
anymore.
Did he pull
They're
a
terrible.
Gun?
No, but he had guns on him as he was exiting the building with his hands up. I fucking hate Chase. They're the worst. I'm sorry, everybody who banks at Chase. They're terrible. They almost got me in checks. The one where you can't have a bank account for 7 years? I know. Rude.
Well, needless to say, our thoughts are going out to Lucian, and I hope that he gets... I hope this is a step toward him getting the help that he needs. Because I know, I don't know.
He
I want to be healthy and happy. And
he said he was using marijuana to treat an undiagnosed medical issue.
Right.
Which I'm doing right now, so I understand. We're going to take a break.
We're going to go ahead and take a break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime.
Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts, and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Oh, welcome back for segment two, which is known as
Let's Get Political, Political. I wanna get political. Let me see your policy.
Is that Chantel DeMarco?
That is Chantel DeMarco, yes. Well, we're going to talk about not the grim world of world politics today. We're going to talk about the shimmering, shining world of drag politics. Okay.
And it's not maybe a girl.
No.
Or Panty Bliss.
I ran into her recently, and she said hi, and she's a friend of the pod. But the The girl, the...
You were at Continental.
We decided to take a last minute journey.
Jaunt.
All the way across the country to Chicago, because I've been wanting to see the Miss Continental pageant for years, and it always works, never works out. Like, oh, I'm not in town, I'm booked.
Labor Day is a busy weekend for Queens.
Yes. And so this was like, I'm available. There's no reason I shouldn't go. I'm fine. So we went, and we didn't have tickets or anything. We had to wait in a line outside. I was so scared we weren't going to get tickets. Uh-huh. But we did. We got tickets. We had really great seats up in the balcony. And it was really, it was an amazing experience to get to be in the room. Have you ever gone?
No.
To get to be in the room, because I've seen all the videos of all the performances on YouTube, all the gowns, whatever. But
beautiful
to be
gowns.
In the room and feel the energy of like...
faggots.
When someone turns it and the room goes up, there's nothing that can replicate it. It's just, it's magic. And it was really, really fierce and fun to be there. I was there to support, I mean, our Drag Race sisters who are in the show, of course. Roxy Andrews was competing.
Trinity K. Bonet.
Trinity K. Bonet, of course. Roxy was there. She had already won Continental Plus
in 2010.
Years ago. Yeah. And now she was returning to win just plain Continental, which is a huge deal.
Yeah.
And she did really great.
Her interview outfit, that Wedgwood China pattern. Girl,
she won interview category. Did you know that?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, the jacket could have been lined, but I did not mind.
Okay.
What?
Yes.
She won. I'm allowed to critique. She won.
She did. She fully did.
I saw the seam. I zoomed in. I was like, well, I do like the pattern, but that's the seam.
And I have to say that Trinity K. Bonet, watching her talent performance on this night was so incredible.
She needs to be back on All Stars.
She's ridiculously talented and so cool. And so it was really fabulous to be there and be in the room.
Gooped.
I'm very biased, I guess, because I come from the Drag Race world, which is a completely, different world than Continental.
You're also a pageant producer, though. You've done this before.
Well,
so you are speaking
fledgling.
You're speaking on something that you have grounds to speak on.
Yeah.
So if you saw buffoonery or goopery, it's your...
I don't want to go so far as to say that, but...
There was an upset, it seems, for sure.
For me, I felt like Roxy should have made it to the final five. And it's sort of, I don't understand how that didn't happen based on her overall.
Based on her gown, her hair, her presentation, all of that. I go so far as to agree.
Yeah. So that was a little disheartening.
Congratulations to Vanessa.
Of course.
I mean, we love a Van Cartier so much that it's on our merch.
We do. Yes. Available through dragqueenmerch.com.
Ding.
You can go to the LGBTQ figures
entertainers
tier. We love talking about tiers. but so, you know, it was a little disheartening, but you know what? We got to be there and support our sister, and we got to see one hell of a show.
Mm-hmm. What was Roxy's talent?
She lip synced on a spinning cloud fucking device. It was the crazy fucking light up cloud thing. And she was just wearing fucking 6,000 marabou feathers and then took it off and she was all in diamonds. And she did, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds by Patti LaBelle, right? You know that version of that
song? No.
Oh, okay. It's a really fierce drag go-to.
Oh.
Let me see.
Gorge.
Yeah, that's after she took away the feathers.
Oh, my gosh.
Spinning crown, throne of clouds. It was really cool and fierce.
She looks sickening.
Yeah.
I mean, she should be proud of herself, but everybody knows that Erica would be just as proud.
Exactly.
Gorgeous.
Yes, definitely.
At this point, everybody knows she's drag's excellence. I don't think she needs a title. I'm sure it would have been nice for her after the amount of money she probably spent on that package, but her place in drag history is cemented already.
Yes. And I think...
And I'm not talking about what she pumped with.
Going into a pageant, and you already have a name like that, like she does.
It's a drawback sometimes.
It's a huge drawback because the expectation is almost so high that no matter what you do, it's almost going to be like, well...
Mm-hmm.
So... Having a name going, yeah, that's the fucking thousands of Marabous, babe.
She showed me that coat. Honey. That coat is everything. Every girl wants that coat in at least two colors.
Every girl. And the matching hat, please.
You can't tell me that there is a girl that didn't want all of her any outfits because all of them were sickening.
Yeah.
Sickening.
The room went up just with her walking to the microphone to introduce herself because the category was white. So all the girls were in like sterling white. Mm-hmm. It was really striking and gorgeous. And Roxy walks to the microphone and you're just blinded by the millions of this Instagram video doesn't even show it because the stones were just blinding. Oh. Every centimeter was just doused in stones.
S-T-O-N-T. Stoned.
Yes.
She looks amazing. All the girls look beautiful. Trinity, good job on that talent. Fuck yeah. I saw you on that man's shoulders. Ooh, it's different when I get on a guy's shoulders. I can't do any of that. She is a
talent.
You
charge them extra for that. For that maneuver.
Gratuity is not expected, but always accepted.
Did you see anything that you want to adopt into your pageant?
Oh, yes. So being there was very educational because you have to have the guest performers in between the categories.
To fill up time.
To give them ample time. And so that's something we're definitely going to do. I want to feature some of the standouts from year one to come back and be guest performers. And just to like have fun and not be worried about, you know, competing or this or that, but just to like show off and be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that, definitely. But here's the thing about this. These setups were outstanding. Like some of the girls had 10 dancers on stage with them.
I saw.
Set pieces, prop pieces.
The dancers had reveals in one girl. They went from black little casual like vacation outfits to black briefs.
Yeah.
I was like, they dancers got reveals now too?
Yeah.
They did it. These girls spent coin.
Melanie Von Cruz's talent was one of my favorites.
Von Cruz is amazing.
She's outstanding.
She's preceded by two other Orlando Continentals, Giselle Royal Barbie and Chantel DeMarco.
Uh-huh. And Darcelle.
And Darcelle is
from
Continental.
Parliament House is Continental Plus.
Okay.
Current reigning. So Parliament House is a hotbed of
Triple
Continental
crown.
Divas.
Uh-huh.
And so a lot of people had their eyes on Melanie Von Cruz as well. I guess it wasn't her year, and I'm not really sure. I don't know. I would like to go over the score sheets. I just want to see, like, because they're very strict, and the judges are very knowledgeable, and mm-hmm. So they do go over the scorecards with the girls, which is great.
Do you do that for your pageant?
We sort of have a talk back afterward.
I know that for a while the scores were misplaced.
We've incinerated them.
Oh, okay, good.
For fairness.
Yeah, after I gave them back, I was like, these have been here a while. Let me just read them.
Right.
But
let me read them.
I would like to commend Melanie on her hair because finding red pieces to match red hair, it's one of the hardest things to get the
absolutely
red right.
Absolutely.
And she looks so fucking correct.
Really correct.
And beautiful.
Yeah.
And just all the girls, congrats. Y'all
yes.
did that. They all had to win pageants to get to this pageant too. So like,
yeah.
It's not a cheap prospect.
No.
At all. And like, I mean, a lot. I understand the point of not needing it, the recognition, but wanting it because, like,
of course,
you know, you do something in your world for so long, you want a new challenge. You don't just want to do another J-Lo song. Sometimes you want to like push yourself, and
yeah,
some of these girls should be pushing the judges.
And it's extremely prestigious, and people come from all over the world to go see Miss Continental.
I have a question. I heard something online about a translator and something was going poorly.
Ooh. Oh, this was a jaw dropping moment.
Yeisha, or what's her name from Puerto Rico?
Yeisha.
Uh-huh. Gorgeous.
Jovovich. Mm-hmm. Yeisha Jovovich. She is really stunning. A lot of people had her had their eyes on her because she was a favorite to win. In question and answer, they provided a translator for a couple of the girls just to to make sure the question and the answer are clear.
Yeah.
Because she's more comfortable speaking Spanish. Mm-hmm. So they read the question. The translator reads the question to her. She gives the first part of her answer to the translator, and the translator kind of stumbles, and he's like, well, she says that from the time of her being a very short age, and literally the audience was like, boo, because there were a lot of people who speak Spanish in the audience, and they were
they could probably tell what she said.
What she just said, and you're doing it. You're translating her incorrectly. So the audience erupts, like people are booing, like it brings the whole thing to a standstill.
I heard she kept her composure the entire time.
She kept her beauty and composure.
Grace.
And so they pull him off, and we're sort of like, we don't know what's going to happen. Are they getting a new trend?
They made him wear China stones.
No. Guess who comes out? Chantel DeMarco. She had just performed. She comes out in like a towel, like a thing over
very
herself.
Very Gwen Verdon.
And she's like, and they're like, okay, well, she's going to translate.
Good.
And then Yeisha gave an amazing answer, and Chantel fucking translated for her. It was a really, that was some fucking Steve Harvey moment.
My favorite picture of the night is an image that Detox texted me recently when I said, Dee, I heard you were there. We're going to talk about this. She's like, do you have anything to say? And she said, just this. And she texted me a photo of Chantel with her mouth agape at something that went on at the page. So I think that said a lot. And we're going to say a lot more on the break because there's some stuff that, you know.
Bye.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
that was from the cave that we're spelunking in.
Yes.
Yeah, because you know what time it is.
It's time to go spelunking in the DMs. Just shock jocks. We're just degrading our product. I demanded they put the air horn on the soundboard and Big Dipper provided.
Don't he do it every time?
Won't he do it?
He's good.
I won't put that Gia Gunn quote that you want on there, though.
Which one?
We're not going to even discuss that.
What privilege.
Yeah, that one. That's the one.
Which she now has on merch, too, so support the dolls.
Good.
And you could pick out our merch at dragqueenmerch.com.
Ding!
So this comes from Lisa. She says, Dear Willem and Alaska, big fan
Lisa
from...
new car?
Big fan from the beginning. American living in London, for context. I was walking down High Street, Kensington, this Saturday afternoon and saw a young person wearing an unfamiliar Friend of the Pod t-shirt. Mm. Excitedly, I ran up to them and said, Race Chaser. Confusedly, they responded with shock. Shook their head. No.
No.
What started as an excitement, it ended in disappointment. However, I wanted to make you aware that there must be another podcast there with familiar brand tactics. Love you both. Looking forward to seeing you here with Race Chaser in November. We're the only podcast, as far as I knew.
I believe we invented the format of podcasting and won awards for
it. Alessandra Torresani recently told me that she has a podcast too, and I said, oh, that's cool. I thought we were the only one. But Emotional Support is her podcast. You can check that out.
Here's the thing, and Dipper warned us about this. He said, you know, a lot of podcasts call people friends of the pod, and they make shirts that say friend of the pod. And we said, that's fine.
That's
we know.
True. They're not drag queens. Fine.
Right. And so there are lots of friends of the pod out there. They just might be friends with different pods than us.
Which is totally fine.
But
some may
you.
Be pod people.
Right. Thank you, Lisa Toyota. We really appreciate this message. We're just saying, I'm sorry that it was shock and they responded
dismay.
With shock. And they were like, ooh,
step back.
I know how weird it is to like go up and talk to strangers. So I'm sorry you had to go through that, Lisa. I'm sorry we put you through that.
So sorry.
Next, we have a message from Vince Hend Zero, and they say the Vince Hend's picture is a dog.
Vincendo?
So,
okay.
Oh, Vincendo. Vince Hend Zero is how I prefer to pronounce it. They say the return of the India Farah Phoenix wig in 2019, as seen on transgender drag queen comedian Flame Monroe in Tiffany Haddish's Netflix show, Long May She Reign. The wig, I mean. Work, Flame.
I watched this special. It's amazing. It is not the same wig. It's neither... It's neither black nor 613. It's a brown with a lot more pieces than just that blonde in the front. But thank you so much, Vincendo.
You are Pluckzilla. The silhouette is similar.
It's similar. I've been following Flame for a long time, though. And if you've ever seen her show, I'm so glad she's getting a national platform. She's such a great entertainer.
Deep friend of the pod, Flame Monroe.
Yeah, and for a show like that, how awesome to be on it and included. This is a long one, so get your drinks.
Maybe we can play sentimental piano music behind that.
Okay.
It's from Anonymous Mouse. Yeah. I am writing you as a closeted gay from Turkey. I want to thank you for making my life enjoyable. Most of the year, I live in a small, conservative, boring town due to work, away from friends and family, and I can't express how much it means to me to listen or watch anything you put on the internet.
It is really hard to be gay here, even if you are in the closet, but still not as bad as some countries where it is forbidden by law. I find it hypocritical that people think being gay is immoral and sin, but you know what? So is adultery. It makes me puke to watch homophobes being okay with them or their buddies cheating on their wives and girlfriends. It is so hypocritical that they use mobile phones and computers developed thanks to a gay genius.
Torig.
And buy it from a company run by a gay guy. Watch movies of gay actors, listen to songs of gay musicians while wearing apparel designed by gay designers, and they discriminate gays here. I know it is just ignorance, but it is not an excuse if you are under 40 and have a smartphone, fucking Google it.
It is also hypocritical that companies will bathe in rainbow in Western countries during Pride Month, from rainbow-colored logos to t-shirts to say be proud, while their branches here are as dull as Santino's voice. Apparently, it is not something to be proud of here. I am not against their support in other countries, but it doesn't feel genuine when you forget us. Maybe not vitrines look like vitrines? Maybe not vitrines look like donkeys fucked a piñata, but some small initiatives are much appreciated.
Fear of being outed left me with a chronic anxiety disorder, and watching drag queens relaxes me, and their stories make me realize I am not the only one. So I made a bold decision to finally move next year to another country where my long-term boyfriend resides. However, I can't get past the anxiety that I will get my mom, who doesn't know that I'm gay, angry.
Have you ever made a bold decision like that? What advice would you give me on the matter? I can't keep my tears from flowing as I write. Thank you again. I like to remain anonymous, so call me Caitlin.
All right. Well, anonymous Caitlin, thank you for your note.
Thank you so much for listening, too.
It's very, it touches my heart to hear things like this because, you know, sometimes, you know, we live in fucking Los Angeles. It's, being gay is pretty, pretty commonplace and honestly pretty fucking easy
being
over
out
here.
Is like something we take for granted, honestly.
Totally.
And in other spots, not so much.
Yeah. So this is great to hear. And I just want to say thank you and complete.
Salute.
salute to you, Caitlin, for being out there and being brave. And you know what? You're following your heart and you're following where that's guiding you. And it sounds like you're really strong and really fucking brave. And so
guiding some dick in another country. So good for you for getting that. His question about how to get over the anxiety of telling his mother, I would just do a misdirect. I'd be like, Mom, I got AIDS.
Oh my God.
Did you ever try that? I told my sister that I was going to do that on the phone with my mom when we were talking about something, and then just say, you know what? Never mind. It's not that bad. But here is something we need to talk about just so you can get it like even worse at first. You know, like the Steel Magnolias trick.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah. But I would just say, don't tell her. And then tell her once you get to the other country and be like, this is because once it's happened, you can't discuss it. It's already done. So it's easier once it's in the past because there's no redoing it. It's done. It's done already. If you talk about it, she's going to try to convince you otherwise.
Right.
There's going to be issues. She's going to tell people. It won't be an easy exit. When I make an exit at a party, I ghost. I tell the people I need to and that's it. I don't need to say goodbye to everybody. You're going to be back eventually to visit. Say bye then. Just make it a clean break.
Yeah.
I think
that's sound advice.
For once.
Thank you again for that amazing will and wisdom. Yes, we do get one quarterly. It's our like quarterly quota.
This is from D. Hansen, 88. That was the name of my surgeon.
Sally Hansen?
No, Dr. Hansen.
Oh, right.
Love to see CNN using the term throwing shade in national news.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So in a tweet
down on the Chiron, do you see that?
Donald Trump says something, but his Department of Justice drama says ex-deputy attorney general throws shade at Comey for memo leak.
You guys, and like the Chiron title is DOJ drama. Like, honey, okay, babe. Okay.
Wow, tabloid TV.
All right, Gorge. It's really funny the way language evolves, and in the age of the internet and phones, language evolves very quickly. And I'm glad that, you know, our lexicon is being used on such a wide scale.
For sure. It's crazy. It's so sensationalist.
Oh my gosh, someone threw shade. Hunty.
I think they should add hunty to it in order for accuracy.
Same.
Next, we have a message from Sabrina. Sabrinta, my question for Alaska and Willem is, how did you two first meet and what was your first impression of each other? Have those impressions changed much now that you are friends? Love the pod. I listen to it practically every day. Would love to see you all in Toronto sometime for a race chase alive. Love, Sabrinta. Mm.
I know we've answered this before, but I think it's been a while and we probably have some new listeners.
I don't really super duper remember.
I don't know when we first met.
I feel like I knew you before. I had seen you perform before I knew you, for sure. And that was before you moved to Pittsburgh. But I feel like the first time I might have met you was when Sharon brought me there to Pittsburgh for something. Or when I got booked there during my season.
We probably first met on that red carpet where you were... Well, no, that was season 5, eh?
Yeah, and I had been there...
I said A because it's Canadian question.
Oh, nice.
Maybe you're right.
Like Kativo basement era?
Maybe.
Like those shows?
That was around the time.
Because I remember I went to your house and somebody gave me a dress, which I cut shorter and then wore.
Oh, work.
Yeah, like a pink beaded dress. It was really cute. My impressions, same, cool.
Yeah.
Stayed the same, pretty much.
Yeah. I know that we sort of butted heads in San Antonio a little bit, but we were both going through like different strange times in our lives.
And that was like a quick thing that like didn't make anything less enjoyable. We had so much fun there and it was like one quick night where Michelle was like, to your corners, and then we were fine and it was great. There was never like anything like an issue at any point.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a really easy track in a show where I didn't do shit except put on some eyeliner and bronzer, and you had to run the fucking American Ninja course nightly, die on stage, and then get cute enough for a meet and greet while I'm just in the back going, I'm going to go out early and sell my merch. Sure, it was insensitive of me like an asshole. So I understand the frustration, but it was, Yeah, I think we've always kind of been okay.
You know, my first impression of you was I thought you wore too much makeup and were a slut, but I was wrong. You don't wear too much makeup.
Thank you, Sabrina. Kill Darion is writing in to Alaska Willem and Dipertita, lover and friend of the pod. Did you guys see John Travolta mistake Queen, icon, and legend JoJo Lee for Taylor Swift at the VMAs? And then there was an article saying Gigi Hadid mistook her for Taylor too. Truly iconic. I bet if Jade really wanted to, she could pull tricks as Taylor and make fucking bank. Not a question, really. I just was wondering if you guys had seen it. Love, Darion. LMAO. Oh, and here's my drick.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. The drick. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's a two-hander. You can even use a foot on that. Oh,
good job.
Darion, good job. That's hateful and notorious and prodigious.
Yeah.
And his toenails, his nails are nice.
Yeah.
Bath mat's clean.
Yeah, the whole scenario is...
Balls all big, great. Too. You see the balls? Sometimes dick's so big you can't see the balls, but you can see the balls. Ooh, bitch. Yes. Ooh, good way to end it. Chocolate Thunder.
Well,
so what did he want?
I did see the Jade Jolie mix-up.
I saw it as it was happening, and I'm like, John Travolta just tried to give her...
Oh, my gosh. So, John... Just stay home from awards shows. It never works out, Mr. Travolta.
I can't wait for the third one because you know there'll be a third one.
Oh my gosh, it's just Gaff City.
And I like Tatiana behind Jade just going, no, we get why it happened. You're not that dumb. Like that one look of, thank
yeah,
you.
We know. Very, thank
very
you.
Tatiana. But it was great seeing all those girls up there.
So
Delta, Riley Knox, who I've performed with for years, that I was like, I'm glad a girl is getting a national platform like this. Trinity, yes. Kay Bonet, Trinity Taylor. Mm-hmm. Who else? Jade. I know I'm forgetting some. Fuck.
You said Delta?
Lots of the divas.
Trinity, Jade, Tatiana.
Mm-hmm. Akiria was Akiria there too.
Nicki Minaj.
Yeah.
Very cool. A really exciting moment. And as far as pulling tricks and making bank as Taylor Swift, I mean, that's kind of what Jade Jolie does. She's like the number one Taylor Swift impersonator.
You know what I find funny?
What?
That Jade was doing something and someone gave her some feedback that she needed to work on something. And it was one of those things where I think it was like, it was a Frank Marino thing from Vegas because like they needed a Jade. I'm sure they needed a Taylor in Vegas, and for Frank to say that she needed to work on her Taylor, it's just,
and now it's like she's accepting awards with Taylor Swift on the awards
show. And Frank doesn't have a show anymore because he scammed the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Like, you know, it's just everything is right in the world.
Yeah, and we love you, Jade Jolie, deep friend of the pod. And really amazing and uncanny as Taylor Swift, and just in general, really amazing performer.
And kudos to Todrick and to Dex, like just showing up and showing off, and including, you know, the fact that Taylor wrote Equality and had it flashing, and like she's putting her money where her mouth is. And presidential candidates are getting behind Taylor Swift now. Cory Booker signing initiatives that she has, like
Work.
Elizabeth Warren, like she's using her power for good. And I think that's the most that any entertainer could do.
Yeah.
I think. Thank you so much for listening to Hot Goss.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you.
So much. You can follow us on IG at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, and at Race Chaser Pod.
And we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding, boiling Hot Goss.
More dicks.
Oh my gosh.
Please water the garden filled with dicks and send them a bountiful harvest next week. Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Alex Sarche.
Our theme music is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises, Incorporated Limited. Hot!
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.